Blog Talk Radio.
Hype Show on Education. This is your host, Sadia Jazz, and today I will be talking about cell phones and tablets and devices of such sort and the youth and how it affects just the people around us and our world. But first, for more information or questions, you can contact us anytime by visiting our website at www.newhypeeducation.org. Or email us at newhypeeducation@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247. And to call in during the show anytime for questions or just to join the discussion, you can call at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, I have some announcements. Dear homeschool and charter school families, the New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is currently offering its biweekly Enrichment Day classes from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. class. These classes are held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day or co-op classes are underway. So far, we are offering a culinary class, reading, science class, and are open to more suggestions. We are discussing two new classes being offered in January. One is for Irish dancing and one is for karate, which will be student help. Students are invited to not only attend but also participate in instructing some of the classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us ASAP. Adult Advisory Group will be held on December 11th at 7 p.m. at Pamela's home office. If anyone is interested in participating in person or online, please send us some dates that you are available, and topics will be covered on what we offer, fundraising, field trips, volunteer opportunities, Common Core curriculum, and much more. We are holding a bake sale and a fundraiser on December 15th from 12:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Northtown Mall in Defiance, Ohio. Would you please consider coming out to support us? New Heights Christmas Party and Potluck will be held on December 20th at the Zion Lutheran Church from 1 to 3:30 p.m. If you are planning on attending, please RSVP. Channel would like to recommend that you tune in to the following show. Greg and Sandra Morton return to Saturdays with another episode of the Morton Podcast. Join them as they discuss good manners, sports, entertainment, headlines, and more. Tune in, call in, or join the chat. A former child, Scarecrow, and Mrs. King, Greg Morton, is an author of The Fury of the Bear, Lifting a Foot Forward, a filmmaker and outdoor enthusiast whose unique perspective has challenged him to push the boundaries of what it means to live a balanced life. Together with his wife, Sandra, they tackle new topics and new headlines each week, sharing their love, relationship, and not always equal perspective in an effort to build a more positive and supportive world around us all. Join them mostly every Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern Standard Time, and experience a new perspective. Everything is open for discussion. To learn more, you can go to www.mortondesignsworks.com. So today's topic is the devices that we are using almost every day in our lives and how it really affects our society and children. And nowadays, every single person knows one, owns at least a cell phone or a tablet or an iPad, anything of the sort. And from the smallest child learning ABCs to adults using it in their day-to-day lives as a business tool, jobs, entertainment, and much more. It's almost as if our whole life depends on it now. However, what about the people before us? They lived without these things and did just fine. They didn't have any of the devices or Google or tablets to look up things and learn. They used most of their heads, and they did perfectly fine, and they had a perfect life. And I feel like we depended much more on each other during that time when we didn't have these things than depending on some object that like we do now. And almost everything we do now can somehow connect to using a cell phone or tablet. Any job that we do or any task somehow requires to use a cell phone or tablet. It is something very helpful and makes life tasks easier and quicker, efficient, but there are some cons. It definitely affects our society, people, and especially the youth, the younger age group of elementary children and middle schoolers and some high schoolers. But the information and news can travel so fast in these things that everyone can know about it in the second it happens. And everything is so open and shared publicly, and most information can be accessed by children, teenagers, and adults. So there's no really a private area where it's just for adults or just for children. Some websites do that, and parents do have the accessibility to do that, where they can block some websites for their children. But it's still kind of iffy, because how many websites can you actually block, because there are so many out there. Anyhow, cell phones and tablets are easy to use, which is why everyone is able to use it. Touch screens are in most devices and make it easier to navigate throughout the whole system. There are accessible options for people with disabilities also. Some devices speak out loud to notify who's calling and reading messages to you, and special options for hearing, and a lot more for the disability, for the people with disabilities. And so people with hearing aid can hear louder on their device, or if they can't see very well, the phone talks to you. And there's so many ways now that a person can use these devices and make good use of them. Cell phones are portable and wireless, which makes it easy to carry around also. To me, it seems like now companies can compete on who makes the thinnest and lightest device while still being loaded with great access and services. That's really what it seems like a lot of the companies do nowadays. Samsung and the Apple company, Microsoft, when they go back to sizes and their thickness, and it's just back and forth. However, these devices reduce the physical communication between people, and it just lessens the amount of physical communication. Like meeting a person face-to-face is really, really different from talking to a person through a screen. And it just creates more etiquette, too. When you're talking to a person face-to-face, you have some skills and some skills that you do. Like you make eye contact, you shake hands, and you talk properly. And it just is a different feeling when you're talking face-to-face. But now that we can also talk through a screen, it's different. You don't exactly look at the person in the eye. You just kind of look at a screen and type down what you want to say. It's really, really different. It also reduces talent. I feel like it does, because through a phone you can, or any device, you can look up things, and mostly people use it for entertainment now. It's like watching videos, listening to music. It's not, before, I feel like people used to actually get out there and try new things, be curious, and explore. But it kind of takes that part away when people are just looking at the device for some entertainment instead of exploring out more than they have and just being curious about what is around them. Also, it reduces time for one another. It actually does between children and parents. It really causes a big issue when parents don't have a good relationship with their children. And sometimes it's because of these devices. Children are usually just on their phone now instead of talking to their parents about their day, if they have any problems and what's causing them. Usually now, to distract themselves, children are always on YouTube, Tumblr, Facebook to get distracted from the problems that they're having, so they don't even mention it once to their parents. So parents should also be strict about phones while dinner time, family time, and I think that's a very important issue. It also reduces security, and what I mean by that, I feel like through a phone, we feel more confident in doing things, like more of to talking to people and how we talk to them, rather than how we feel when if we were actually talking to them face to face, we'd have a different level of confidence. Maybe we might be insecure about something about themselves, or they won't be as strong in their voice as they talk to the person. But through a device, you really don't. That stuff doesn't really matter anymore. How the way you talk, the way you stand, and how just how you react, and how you don't feel very scared of that people judging you or something, and you feel more confident in writing stuff or typing or talking to people and what you're doing on the computer. So it's weird how that happens. It also reduces family relations, and kind of similar to how there's less time between parents and children, and it also reduces exercising, and that's a big one, I feel, and I'm maybe guilty of that. It's just that all day we're so consumed into the device that we forget to walk around, and it may be a certain issue at some time, but hopefully it's not that big right now. But along with some bad stuff about cell phones and tablets, there are also some good stuff about it. In the way of decreasing talent, it also increases because it opens your mind to other perspectives in the world and really lets your creativity flow, and you have so many options of using that creativity on the computer and through software and many other applications through the phone. And so somehow it also increases talent and skill. And I think that's pretty cool. If someone is pretty good in art, there are so many cool art applications and music. To make music, there's so many cool applications. So it also, in a way, increases talent. It also increases opportunities for people who've never tried something. They can, or don't know about something, need more information. They always have the opportunity to go on their device and look more for information. So that is pretty cool. It also gets quick tasks done, and it also has quick communication. So to communicate to one another, it's really quick and fast, and you can get information to one another super, super quickly. And it also gives you the ability to open-mindedly think. Like I said before, it really teaches you how to look through every aspect of the world and not be so closed-minded that you're just so conceited about the world. But cell phones and tablet devices can be used as a good thing and a bad thing. It is easy to get distracted by a device with so much that you can see through it, all by sitting right on your couch. It can lead to many discoveries and help students learn. It opens the mind up and gives you a chance to look at every aspect of the world. However, most things have a good and bad side to it, and it just depends on the person and how they choose to use it. Please join Kaden Behan for her show tomorrow at 6 p.m., and join me next Friday for my show at 6 p.m. I will be discussing the parents, how they have been debating that children should be starting school a little bit later than their normal timing. I hope you had a wonderful week and have a safe weekend. And next.